The value of the U.S. dollar compared to other currencies is followed daily. Investors big and small check out the performance of the stock market on a daily basis. And then there's Bitcoin and its volatility. How legitimate is it and who uses it? With me to talk about that and its potential impact on the economy is Jeffrey Smith. He's an associate professor at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business. So, Jeffrey, let's start with a brief primer on what Bitcoin is.
Bitcoin is a distributed ledger, and what that means is that the record keeping is done by millions of miners on the internet. And so when you go to make a transaction, you send Bitcoin via a public key to the recipient, and that transaction is recorded on ledgers around the world. And so that system of keeping track of the records is decentralized. So there's no bank in between that keeps the records. It's just a network of individuals that keep the record, and there's millions of copies of it.
So what are the potential pitfalls to that in terms of the transactions? Because we've seen on certain days, there's a lot of up and down action, it seems, with Bitcoin.
Yeah, the value of Bitcoin is very volatile, and oftentimes people ask, you know, what is the true value of Bitcoin? And I don't think we've resolved what the correct value of Bitcoin is yet. The other argument I hear is Bitcoin worth anything at all? Some people say it's going to be a value of zero. You know, others people see that it's worth $20,000 per coin right now. In my opinion, it definitely is something that will have definitely value in the future. It's just we don't know what that value is going to be. And in the meantime, there might be a lot of volatility.
And so that value can vary quite a bit. Can it vary from day to day?
Yeah, there's no reason it couldn't vary from day to day. But the way I think of it is more of a foreign currency. So the value of the euro goes up from day to day. You know, the value of the Chinese yuan goes up from day to day. And Bitcoin's no different than that. It's just that it tends to be a little more volatile than maybe a foreign currency.
What sort of outlets, what sort of variations use Bitcoin?
Bitcoin isn't really used for mostly for transactions. People are kind of using it as a store of value right now. But the number of transactions is growing. That's going to really determine the value of Bitcoin is, you know, how many people are going to accept it in exchange.
Is there a truly practical use for it at this point, then?
Well, unfortunately, it's very useful for transactions that people don't want to have tracked.
Uh-huh.
And so it's, you know, allegedly very useful for illegal transactions. The other thing is that, you know, we're very lucky in that we live in the United States and we have a strong legal system and a strong banking system. But in countries without strong banking systems and without strong legal protections, you know, Bitcoin can be very valuable because the transactions are secure and verified. And so you don't need a third-party verification, and that can be valuable in some countries without a strong banking or legal system.
And you mentioned the transactions people may not want to make public. There's the speculation about cannabis, and at this point, obviously, some states have legalized it. Is that one of those types of fields we could be talking about?
Yeah. Anytime you don't want the authorities to know that you're moving money or who's moving the money, I mean, it's useful for that purpose right now. But it may develop into useful for normal transactions down the road.
When it comes to Arizona specifically, are we seeing anything so far with Bitcoin that could change individual states' economic futures?
Well, I don't have any predictions for the usefulness of Bitcoin in particular to Arizona. However, blockchain technology is primarily a record-keeping technology. And so I know Arizona has a lot of real estate transactions, and that type of technology can be used to keep track of real estate transactions, eliminating the need for middlemen to monitor those transactions. So maybe in Arizona, something like blockchain technology for real estate transactions might be something that evolves in the future.
And Arizona is a state, because we're a border state, that does a lot of international trade with a nation like Mexico, for example. I don't know if that would fit in as well because of the international aspect of it.
That's true, because Bitcoin is not affiliated with any particular government, and so it is very useful for international transactions. In the end, the value of Bitcoin is just going to be, you know, how many people want to use it to make transactions, and to the extent that it's a borderless currency, then it'll certainly ease the international trade, make international trade easier.
Is there anything comparable to Bitcoin that had an impact, maybe for the short term, maybe for the longer term, that really sort of upended business or upended economic transactions in a sense? By upended, I don't mean that in a pejorative way.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny to say this, but the invention of the internet, you know, obviously changed the way people do shopping and even the invention of email, the way people communicate. And so it really is comparable to the invention of the internet. And, you know, in the beginning days of the internet, you know, nobody really knew what this thing was good for. You know, we'd maybe send emails or something like that. But, you know, but it's evolved into shopping and social networks and all that stuff. And I see the same thing happening for these cryptocurrencies. You know, we're at the very beginning stages. Nobody really knows what this technology can be used for. But once people figure out, you know, some really practical uses for it, I think those are you're going to see explosive growth in those areas.
Jeffrey Smith is an associate professor at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business. And as of this morning, one Bitcoin is equivalent to $13,923 U.S. dollars.